Now entering Nerdist.com.
Chew It
with a guy named Kevin.
Chew It
and this other guy Steve.
Chew It
from the TV and the movies and now this podcast stream.
Chew It,
they're gonna get chewy.
Chew It,
they might even get me.
Chew It,
but they're gonna get funky on this podcast thing.
What's up, man? What do you got? What are you eating?
Oh, my God. You know what I'm eating? This spicy shrimp spinach.
Really?
And garlic dish that my wife has been cooking.
Okay, spicy shrimp and garlic dish.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like a shrimp scampi.
Okay. It's not a scampi?
No, it's shrimp and spinach and like some other stuff around it.
Okay.
And
some stuff.
Well, you know, like I'm trying to get in shape.
Sure. Right.
And so my wife was like, this a low-cal.
Okay.
Meal.
But what if it's not? I mean, shouldn't you know what's in it? I mean, if like, honey, don't put so much butter in it, please.
There's no butter in it.
Okay. Don't put so much oil in it, please.
There's no oil in it.
Okay. Honey, don't put so much sugar in it.
Yeah, there's no sugar in it.
Keep the chocolate out of it.
Shrimp and spinach and lemon juice.
Okay.
And God, it's fucking
delicious. You're on like a spicy shrimp diet.
Spicy
shrimp diet.
This shit works. I've lost 10 pounds already. I lost 10
really?
Pounds over the holidays.
You did not.
I did.
Lying.
I
really?
Did. I did.
Wow.
And
then did you gain it back when you partayed?
You know what? I may have.
Okay.
Because I had lost it as of like December 30th.
Then did you really ever lose it then, Lemmy?
Dude, you just blew my mind.
I know. It's all philosophical.
I did. But then I may have gained it back. I'm not sure what I've gained back.
Okay.
I know
that's
on all
okay.
my New Year's Day photos, I felt my face looked a very double chinny.
Okay. Sure. Sure.
But I love this meal so much.
Okay.
I was like, will you make that again? I could have that every day for the rest of my life.
It's like, you will, motherfucker.
And she said, really? You think so? And by the way, we were talking about the, I was bragging again to some, you know, we had people over on New Year's Eve.
Yeah. We'll get to that.
Yeah. But I was like, my wife is the best fucking cook in the world.
Right. Okay.
And she was like, yeah, except for that fucking porridge incident. And I was like, porridge? And she's like, yeah, when I made the porridge for Kevin to Kevinate up, I was like, it wasn't porridge. It was clam chowder. She's like, yeah, whatever, motherfucker.
Yeah, but it was like porridge.
Anyway, so I'm eating shrimp and spinach and lemon juice. How about you?
Okay. I'm eating figgy pudding.
Figgy pudding.
I'm having a little figgy pudding for the holidays.
Figgy pudding.
Yeah, I'm fresh back in the States, you know.
Yeah.
I was overseas.
Where were you, Kev?
Well, we told the crew. I was in London. I was in London, England, and for the holidays, and had a good trip. I'll tell you all about it.
Okay. I can't wait to hear.
When we get to it.
About it. I can't wait to hear. Why, do you want to get some business out of the way?
Yeah, we should plug, because we got some, you know, it's 2018, you know. Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year,
Happy
Kev.
New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year,
True
Crew.
Happy New Year to the crew. And it's 2018. There's shit going on. Like, the holidays were so fucking long.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 2 weeks of holidays.
2 weeks?
Right. I was just ready to get back to work.
2 weeks? My kids have fucking 3 weeks off.
I know. That's the thing. I got back. I was ready to go. I was like, let's go. Let's meet Tuesday. They're like, I'm thinking about another vacation day.
Well, I saw that, and I was like...
And I was like, what? Let's go to work, bro.
Yeah, no. I mean, my... I had said beforehand, I was like, you know what? I'm actually going to take a week off.
Yeah.
To my wife, I was like...
But when? Like before Christmas?
No, even last week, I was like, I think, you know, like I have plenty of stuff to do. And so even after Christmas, like the 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, like I'm not going to do any work.
Right.
But then I found myself going bananas.
Okay.
And like, and the kids were still going to like a winter camp.
Okay. Sure.
Like, I guess they've got that. I mean, they've got that now.
Yeah, they got those all the time.
These camps.
All over
like,
the place. Yeah.
Still send your kids away.
Yeah, so you can do shit.
So we did it.
Yeah.
But then I was like, so I'm going to get some work done. My wife was like, I thought you said you wasn't going to work.
Because I ain't going to work.
And I was like, I got to.
Yeah.
I got to.
Yeah, gotta.
But then I was like, holy shit, we had a whole nother week of this shit.
I know it.
Because then I feel guilty. Like, just now, and like they were all like doing Legos, putting Legos together in the house.
Yeah.
And I'm like... I was like, what you doing now? What you getting dressed for? And I was like, I'm going over to Kevin's house. Got to do some work. She's like, today? I'm like, yeah, you know.
It's Wednesday.
It's January 3rd. The world is working again. Right. It doesn't seem like it in this house, but, right. You know.
Well, I think in a lot of places, it seems like people were extending the vacation out to the end of this week, too.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people are still traveling. A lot of people, the streets are... Not as packed with traffic.
Yeah, no, I mean, and I get it. Like, January 1st, sure, it's on a Monday.
Right.
So it's already a short, and January 1st, you know.
That's why I assumed we were working January 2nd.
Yeah, but I think January 2nd is still a holiday.
It's a holiday creep. It's holiday creep is what it is.
Well, but also like January 1st, you know, for instance, like January, like we had people over on New Year's Day as
right.
well.
Oh, okay.
And so like.
So that's a holiday too.
Well, because, you know, I have a tradition. We have a tradition with our friends, the Lisses.
Yeah.
That we watch Big Lebowski and drink White Russians.
Oh, okay.
On, and the Winter Classic.
Got it, the hockey game. Right, okay.
And so...
We'll get to all that, Lemmy.
We'll get to
Let's
it,
Let's just
Kev.
Get to it.
Let's get to it.
Okay, but let me just do this.
Okay.
Because
okay.
we got no, New Year's.
Listen, it's a new year.
I know.
It's the first week. Let's do things in order, Kev.
Let's please keep things orderly.
Okay.
But let's just talk about the shows that are coming up, because we got a lot of big shows coming up.
We got the biggest show of our lives.
With the crew coming out. We got a big show on the 13th of January, January 13th, Saturday,
mm-hmm.
here in SoCal.
Yep.
We'll be in Glendale at the Alex Theater. And you know what's significant about that show?
Tell me, Kev.
We're going to shoot our special, our stand-up special.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be one of these gigs where it's like, you know, big theater, camera on a crane.
Oh, yeah.
Seven cameras.
Fancy lighting.
Fancy lighting.
You gonna wear makeup?
Yeah, we'll
okay,
have makeup
so we'll be,
on.
We'll be looking beautiful.
Yeah, the hair will be coiffed.
You can coiff some hair?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
It's going to last forever, this thing, right?
It really will.
And so we'll be in Glendale, and we got to get the crew to come out. Everyone's got to come out. And the tickets are on sale, but it's like a cheap ticket. It's like $10.
Yeah.
Because we're just doing it to cover the cost of the venue. And then and the tickets are available heffernandlemmy.com.
Yeah.
And they can go get the tickets right there. They're $10.
Yeah.
And so we're encouraging people to come out. We got two shows, 7 o'clock and 9:30. And it's a great way to start the year, January 13th.
I love it. You know what I love about those shows is shooting the specials? This happens to us all the time. Like it's happened to us in San Francisco and now in Denver.
Yeah.
When you go, there are people, like if you come to the shows, you wind up on camera.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
and because we like to show the crowd.
Yeah.
We like the shots of the crowd.
We love them. That's what we're going to talk to that DP about. It. This new DP we've never worked with before. He works with this company that's making the special.
Yeah.
And that's going to be something we need to talk about.
Yeah.
We like crowd shots. And so, especially if the crew's out there, you know, they get some good laughing shots.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But the venue's cool. It's a theater, but we still got a bar.
Yeah.
Because that's something that we like our crowd.
Top priority.
Lubricate.
That's right. So people will be boozing it up.
Boozing it up.
Have a good
Saturday.
Which is a great way to start the new year.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the Glendale show. That's at the Alex Theater, January 13th. Big stand-up special, big theater, two shows, 7 and 9:30. Come by. Come and see it.
Mm-hmm.
The next weekend, we got another big show. We'll be in San Francisco. At Sketchfest on January 20th.
Yeah.
And the big thing about that is it's a full Broken Lizard show.
Mm-hmm.
The whole team.
Yeah.
All five guys.
Yeah.
And we're going to be at Cobb's Comedy Club January 20th. And the first show, there's two shows. I was like, I think there's a 7:30 and a 10:30 or something like that.
Something.
The 7:30 like sold out.
Mm-hmm.
And the 10:30 is almost sold out.
Yeah.
So if people are going to go to it, they need to get tickets fast.
Yeah.
And I put a link up also on heffernandlemmy.com. You can go there. Or you can go to the San Francisco Sketchfest website, and get tickets for the 10:30 show, San Francisco, Cobb's Comedy Club, January 20th. All the guys, we're gonna do Super Troopers material,
mm-hmm.
and I'm hoping to show the new trailer and some clips.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Certainly the trailer. We'll show the new trailer.
The new trailer. People have seen the teaser, but they haven't seen the official trailer yet.
Yeah, and so I definitely want to do that. So anyway, the next weekend. We have another big set mm-hmm. of gigs.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little Midwest swing we're going to do.
Yeah.
And we'll be in Columbus, Ohio on Thursday the 25th of January, Columbus, Ohio at the Lincoln Theater. And then the next night we'll be in Cincinnati at Bogart's. That's January 26th. That's a Friday night, Bogart's in Cincinnati. And then the next night, Saturday night, the 27th of January, we'll be in Milwaukee. At the Turner Hall Ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
And all the tickets are available, heffernandlemmy.com. That's Columbus, Cincinnati, and Milwaukee. And then the other fun thing is I think the shows are being kind of co-sponsored by The Chive, right?
Yeah, The Chive, is we're doing them with The Chive.
Which is great, which we know those guys, and we've had them on the podcast. We have John Rezig on the podcast. And They are helping us promote the shows, and
yeah, well, I know that
we're going to do a little meetup, right? A little Chive meetup,
right? There's going to be a big fun Chive gathering afterwards. You know, incorporating our meet and greet,
yeah,
into it. So you know, I think it'll be a little bit more social.
Yeah,
but those are going to be fun. I'm really excited about that.
That'd be great. It's cold though. It's going to be cold.
Cold outside, but warm inside.
And I was recently looking at starting to figure out travel. You know, our travel for that. It's going to be. It's going to be hard.
Yeah.
In the winter time.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We'll do it. It'll be great. It's a great little run there. And then we'll take a weekend off of the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And then the next weekend, we will be in Austin, Texas at the Cap City Comedy Club. And that's February 8th, 9th, and 10th. We'll be in Austin.
Yeah.
Which is also great. Yeah. Love Austin.
Love Austin, Texas.
Never had a bad time in Austin.
No, and I don't know like if we've ever done a proper run of shows in Austin.
Never. We've done some one-offs. We did the Paramount Theater.
Yeah.
And we did
the Alamo Draft House.
Yeah. We did one show there one night. But this will be great. This will be a little run at the comedy club there, yeah, which we haven't been to. Should be great. So that's it, man. That's the lineup right now, because then once that's over, then we start the promotion for
Super Troopers 2.
Super Troopers 2.
Yeah. Well, that's the exciting thing about it being 2018.
Yeah.
Super Troopers 2 is coming out this year.
420.
Yep.
420. And you know what? There's been a little email chain about, you know, scheduling all these screenings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we got a lot of fucking screenings. We got
some screenings.
And so we were putting together our proposal for starting them in kind of mid-March. And there's some serious travel going on there.
Yeah.
I want to see what Broken Lizard guy has the balls to go to all those screenings.
It's going to be you, Kev.
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
Some people might not have the balls for it. Like,
by the way, Chew Crew, you can't see it, but he's looking directly at me.
I'm not actually looking directly at you.
Well, you actually are looking directly
at me. I know, but I'm looking indirectly at everyone.
Oh, okay. But aiming it right at me, since I'm the, you know, look, I'm
No, I'm not. I'm not. Yeah, I assume, you know, you'll make an effort.
He's looking right at me.
I'm not. No, I'm just hoping. I mean, you know.
I know.
Here's what I think.
Yeah.
I've heard some talk about it's going to be a different, and not from you, from it's going to be a difficult run, because it's going to be 12 cities in about 3 weeks.
Whoa, man. That's like a Ted Nugent album.
That's right, baby.
10 cities in 10 cities.
Yeah. And so. And so I know there's going to be some grumbling, but you know,
12 cities in 3 weeks, that's not so bad.
I think it'll be a lot
that's
of
not
fun.
So bad. But you know, look, it's like I wouldn't begrudge people for wanting to, you know, do like 9 cities and you know, swapping it out, like just to take a
sure.
Because you know, let's be honest, the road can be a little hard on the body.
Okay, but let me say this to you. You will never
get a chance
to release Super Troopers 2 again. Ever.
Again. Believe me, I know, bro.
This could be the last movie you ever put out, or we ever put out. And who knows?
Holy shit.
So why not? Don't leave your game in the locker room, Lemmy. Leave it all on the field.
You know what, Kev? I'm relieved to hear you say that. I'm relieved
leave
to hear
it all
you
on
say
the
that.
Field. That's what I think.
Okay.
I'm only going to 3 screenings.
Which ones are you going
I'm
to?
Just kidding.
So which ones are you going to go
I'm
to?
Not kidding. I'm going to try to go all of them. Why not? I think it'd be fucking great.
I'd love to go to all of them.
But anyway, that's the Super Troopers 2 situation, which, you know, the trailer I heard, they're mixing that trailer now, and I heard it's going to drop soon.
Yeah.
And then, I know I keep saying that, but whatever. It's coming. I've seen it. And then, and then we'll do that tour, so we'll figure all that shit out.
Yeah.
It's this vacation thing. It's like every time I think, like, it was like, okay, let's get a conference call going up with, well, not everyone's back to work at Fox, or not everyone's back to work at the agencies, or
sure.
The lawyer's not back. You know, it's like, when the fuck is this vacation going to be over?
Oh, listen.
I'm ready to go to work.
Queen, the story of our lives, though. I mean, like, in any given situation.
Whenever you get momentum.
Somebody's always on vacation.
You're right.
And a lot of times it's one of those fucking lawyers.
You're right.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, oh, well,
you're
they're.
Right. Oh, so
they went on
Bali.
And then they get back, and then your lawyer goes on vacation.
And then
you're like,
on vacation.
Why didn't my lawyer fucking tell me I was going on vacation?
But you can figure, though, like, from, like, the 10th, let's say the 8th of January to, like, the end of January.
Yeah.
People are done with vacation, and they are not on to the winter vacation yet. So you should be able to get like 3 weeks of work.
Well, but the funny thing about the Hollywood machine is that then Sundance comes along.
Yes.
And apparently people can't work for like a week before Sundance or like 2 weeks they're like, oh, you know what? They're just slammed because Sundance is coming up.
Right.
And in my mind, I'm like, what do you do at Sundance? You just go and watch movies.
You go there, you watch movies, you party a little bit.
You got to fucking like start.
Have some drinks.
Exercising?
I know.
Like, what are you doing?
You have to prep for it?
Yeah.
Here's the other funny thing. I was actually making a doctor. I've made some doctor's appointments right before Christmas, right? Because I figured, you know, you come into January and it's like, get to the eye doctor and the dentist. Let's do these doctor's appointments.
You should wait till April till you're back from the fucking tour.
I know. And so, which is ultimately going
to
happen.
We're going to resuscitate you.
It's going to happen. Because, so I called one particular doctor and I was like, can I get in there or whatever? I was thinking like the week of the 8th or whatever. And they're like, he's not taking patients till the week of the 24th of January. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, he's on vacation to the 24th of January.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a new definition of vacation.
Yeah.
Going from now, from Christmas, to the 24th of January?
Dude, he's had his finger
the doctor's off
a lot of men's assholes. He's got to take a fucking break.
It wasn't my asshole doctor, Lemmy.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
Who was it? Was your dick doctor?
Yeah, it was my dick doctor.
No, but you know, I had, you know what I had happen to me once was my GP.
Yeah.
I had made the appointment like a year in advance.
Yeah.
Or 6 months in advance for August. And like the week before my appointment, they called up and said, oh, he's decided to go on vacation.
Okay.
So my doctor looked at a section of August and said, fuck it. Move all those appointments and put that on somebody else to then call up and postpone appointments and stuff. And I'm like, you know,
August, I get it though.
August, I get August.
August
too.
Is not
I get
an issue.
August too.
August is the whole month of vacation.
But block it out in advance.
Sure.
You know you're going on vacation in August. Block it out. Don't,
sure.
You know,
don't take any appointments.
Now it affects me.
Right.
You know,
sure.
I had psyched myself up for a whole year. This is August.
I've had
my,
a finger in your butt.
Is my finger in my ass month. There's a day in August every year where it's hot out and I'm walking to my car with
sure.
some fucking moisture between my buns.
Right.
From,
knowing that there's a finger that's been in your asshole. All right. Let's get to, can we get to our time apart? The time
could
that we've been apart?
Could we? Could we get to another one? Go on. Go on. No, Kev. You know what I always love
yeah.
about January 3rd?
Yeah.
And seeing you is that our Heffernan and Lemmy batteries are recharged.
Sure.
Like
sure.
I'm happy to see
happy
you.
Happy to see you. We have plenty to talk about, plenty to catch up on. I hear you. I'm
yeah.
with you. I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like,
pause.
So, like around like December 28th, I'll look at a filet mignon.
Sure.
And I'll be like, it's just not the same eating this without Kev.
That's why I sent that picture. I didn't put it up on Twitter too, but I put it on Twitter by sending that picture of me eating a hog roll in England.
Mm. God, that thing looked fucking.
It was ridiculous. Well, this is what happened. Like, I'm walking through this market, the Borough Market, and it's like this old market, you know. And it's all these food stands and crazy whatever. And I'm sitting with my family, and they're looking at like the chocolate and the taffy and all the shit that hurts my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a guy walk by me, and he's got that hog roll in his hand, and it's like bigger than my head, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped him, and I was like, "What is that? And where did you get it?"
Wait a second. Describe the guy to me. Was he a bigger fella?
No, Indian kid. I think he was American. Probably Indian guy or Pakistani guy.
Yeah.
You know, had American accent
mm-hmm.
with his friends, with his buddies.
Yeah.
And I saw him with the thing, and it was like, because it was this, it was like pork with like pork rinds on top of it, like real. And then you walk over, and it's a pig on a spit.
Yeah.
It's a pig on a spit, and they're slicing the pig off the fucking spit.
Yeah.
And they're making the sandwich, and I'm like, holy shit. And so I
mean, you want to eat that animal.
Well, the thing is, like, I was like, I got to get that. I got to have that. I walked over there, and I had just eaten a boar's sausage.
Yeah.
With like a hot dog, but it was like a wild boar.
Yeah.
And I had just eaten one of those. And so I walked over there, and I was with my wife and my kids and my in-laws and my, and I was like, I really want to get this. And my wife was like, well, go ahead. And I was like, but honey, I'm trying to, you know, I'm already full, mm-hmm. okay? And I'm just doing it because I'm here. And you're supposed to be, you know, supportive of that. And she's like, no, this will be the one time that I'm like, pile it on. Go for it. Because it's a different, something different.
Sure. Right?
Here we are.
Yeah. Right? When in
and
Rome.
Yeah. And as I fucking, I bought it. I bought the
so
hog roll.
I
fucked it. I ate it. I fucked it.
Do you think like you're, you know, like, I bet your body, your stomach comes equipped with like a super secret chamber. You know, like, in like the like a Transformer movie or like, you know, even like a horror movie where
right.
the creature can't eat the thing and it makes another, like it grows a thing just to accomplish the task.
Sure, that's my Borough Market fucking bag.
Yeah, I think you've got, I think you, you know, you have a secret chamber in there. That's
it is. Well, what I did, what I ultimately did was I got it and then my kids don't eat pork. They don't like, for some reason they don't like pork. Mm-hmm. And probably because my wife doesn't like pork.
Yeah.
And but I made them eat it. And then once they started eating, they're like, oh, this is pretty good. And then they would, you know, pick at it and have, you know, pieces of it. So they helped me eat it.
Right.
But it's still the last thing I ate that day.
That's amazing. That's a, and by the way, that's no small, that's no,
no
small thing.
Not at all. It's the last thing I
do. Do you have like one of those snake jaws that can like unhinge when you have to? Because that sandwich was gigantic.
It unhooks and takes it in.
Yeah. That
it was a huge sandwich.
Yeah.
And it was fucking delicious.
Because it looked to me like
swolty. It was so swolty.
Oh, I love swolty food.
It was so swolty. It was unbelievable.
There's nothing better than salty food.
But I also, I just like the name of it, right? Roast hog roll was the name of it.
The roast.
And that's what it said on the board. You know, get a roast hog roll for £6. Why not? Right?
I mean, there's so many levels of why that's such a good name for that.
Sure. Roast hog roll.
It looked to me like it was like a giant, the biggest sandwich I'd ever seen, and then a sausage laid across the top of it.
It wasn't a sausage. That was a pork rind. That was like pork skin.
Okay.
Like skin off the spit.
Okay, but a real, as opposed
to... But real skin, pig skin.
Not like one of those shitty pork rinds you get in like the...
No. Like actually sliced off of the spit, off the pig on the spit.
Meat.
Yeah. Great. It was good.
Okay, and that's what time of the day was that that you
that
had?
That was like a lunchtime.
And you didn't eat again for the rest of the day?
Yeah, I think that was like 2 o'clock, like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. I couldn't eat anything else for the rest of the day. Well, I had a wild boar sausage and then that hog roll on top of it.
Jeez Christ. I mean, it sounds like you could do well living over there, Kev.
You know what? It's not health. I mean, I guess if you lived there, you'd figure out how to be healthy, but it's like the weather is not conducive to exercise or health.
Right.
and the food is like, you know, it's like pub food is just, it's very salty and fat and delicious.
London's a very pubby
delicious.
Place. London's a very pubby place.
Very pubby place.
Very beery type.
Very beery.
Do you guys drink a lot of beer over there?
We drank a pretty good amount of beer, yeah.
Your wife drank some beer?
She did. She also went like, which I remember when I, because I lived over there in college for a little while, and it was, you know, she went cider, hard cider.
Okay.
A lot of people were hard cider drinkers, you know what I mean, there.
What about Spotted Dick? Anybody try some Spotted Dick?
No Spotted Dick.
I'm so immature.
I did have Bangers and Mash, though.
Bangers and Mash. Any pies? Shepherd's pie?
Yep, we had some shepherd pie. We had, you know, there's all kinds of that. Sausages and things like that.
Your kids like it?
They had a great time. I don't know that they liked all the food, but at least they were, you know, they were a little rambunctious. They were a little...
Now, you were gonna take in a show at on the West End.
We did. We took in a couple of shows, the theater. We took a couple of shows. Which, you know, I am not a theater guy. But we took in two very kind of different shows. But the first one we went to was Wicked.
All right.
Which is my daughter's favorite play.
Okay.
And we were kind of having a bad day. It was raining hard. And we were trying to go around to see different sites. And this past week in London, like the week after Christmas, it was fucking packed. Everything was packed. Like it was a big tourist thing going on. I don't know. So everyone's packed. And so we had a lot of, you know, false starts. And then... We were walking past the theater, and there was Wicked right there. And we're like, you know, we just walked up to the box office and found out they had tickets. And so we went in and watched.
The walk up, and was it Wicked good?
It was Wicked good. No, it was actually good. I'm
British
not a musical
actors?
Guy.
British actors?
Yeah, that's the funny part, though. It's like I think of The Wizard of Oz as such an American story.
Sure.
Like a purely American story. And then...
Does it take place in Kansas?
Well, it takes place in Oz.
Okay, but isn't Dorothy like, I've got to go back to Kansas?
Well, Dorothy's not really in Wicked.
Oh, she's not?
So
it's just about the witches?
It's about the witches, yeah. And so it got to this point. So, we, you know, I watched it. I had a good time. It actually was a good show, I thought. I love the Wizard of Oz mythology.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
well, you've always been a big flying monkey guy.
Yeah, big flying monkey. And the flying monkeys are a big part of that show. And so, you know, it ended up leading to a philosophical debate I had with my children. Mm. Because I don't know if you know the plot of Wicked, but the Wicked, the
clearly
show Wicked,
not.
it flips the script
okay.
on Wizard of Oz, which I find a little offensive, but like the Wicked Witch of the West is the good guy.
Okay.
and everyone else are the bad guys. So, like, the Glinda the Good Witch is a bad guy. The Wizard of Oz is a bad guy.
And what, everybody else is, like, harshing her mellow?
Yes.
The Wizard of West?
Yeah.
Like, she's got a pure thing going?
Well, the Wicked Witch is forced into doing what she needs because everyone else is bad and trying to take advantage of her.
Fuck, so
she's the good guy, and everyone's the bad guy. And I'm like, so the play ends, and I'm like, wait a minute. Wait one second. Oh,
so you didn't know anything about the plot?
I did not know the plot.
Okay.
No. And I'm like, just hold on. It's like, what if you're like you go to watch Superman and they make Superman the bad guy and Lex Luthor the good guy? That's the equivalent of what they do.
Yeah.
And you're like, you can't just do that. You can't just turn the whole thing around and make the good guy the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like to cross the line. Because remember we did our best movie villains. I put the Wicked Witch of the West in mine. Mm-hmm. And now she's a good guy.
Yeah.
And that's the way my kids look at her now. Like my daughter, that's the way she looks at the Wicked Witch of the West, as a good guy.
And so now when she watches, has she seen Wizard of Oz?
She used to watch it as a kid all the time, but I don't know if she's watched it since she's... I mean, Wicked, she loves Wicked, and she's got the album, whatever. She plays the music and whatever and sings it and whatever. But I think now, when we talked about this, she looks at the Wicked Witch of the West as wronged, a wronged good guy.
Man, oh man.
Isn't that weird?
What is this world coming to?
I know. And my wife's like, well, just a different way of looking at things.
Now I'm not going to go see Wicked.
It's good. I mean, you know, whatever. If you had little girls, you'd take them to see it or whatever. I guess that's a sexist thing for me to say.
Sure.
But it is about love, and it's woman power and strong female characters at the center of it.
On New Year's Day, my boys watched a movie called Leap.
Okay.
Which has a female protagonist.
Okay. I'm not saying that's not a weird thing.
My older son cried. My older son feels things. He cries.
Did you hit him?
Yeah, with a belt.
No more crying.
Never again.
Okay, so we saw Wicked. And then the other thing we saw was we went to the old Vic Theater, which is kind of a cool place. And we saw A Christmas Carol, which was a much more kind of like intellectual, like a theater group presentation, like a different presentation of the Christmas Carol story.
Mm-hmm.
Which was really, really good.
Okay.
Like I was surprised. I think it was the best thing of my trip.
It's the best thing on the trip?
Yeah.
Better than the hog roll?
Better than the hog roll.
Man, what if you could combine those two to make, like, the hog roll the musical?
You could eat hog roll at the thing. That'd be great.
The whole thing. So, so you saw Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol with Reese Ifans. Did you look him up yet?
I forgot to look him up.
Okay.
I want to, though.
He's a Brit. He plays a weird Brit all the time. Like, he's the goofy roommate in Notting Hill to Hugh Grant. And he's...
I know the name.
He's in, like, the Spider-Man movie. He's the Dr. Connor. He's the lizard. He's the lizard in Spider-Man movies.
Okay.
He was, like, the movie The Replacements. You see The Replacements? The football movie?
I did.
He was, like, the weird kicker.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And so anyway, he was Scrooge, and he was fucking great. He did a great job. And
I got him here. Yeah, he could be Scrooge.
Did a great job, but it was one of those things where it's like a kind of a smart staging of it, and the production design was very cool, and the presentation was very cool, and it was a very feel-good type of presentation.
And have you adapted any new British sayings? Like, are you going to say cheers to me a lot? Like,
cheerio!
Cheers.
I tell you what, though, no, it is one of those things where you can't. It's hard not to talk in the accent of the places where you are.
No, we always have that problem.
Just to be funny or whatever?
Yeah.
Cheerio! Cheers!
But, you know,
hello.
I might put it on my list of hates, but, like, I hate when people have visited England, and then they come back, and instead of saying thanks, they say cheers.
Oh, yeah, I don't do that.
Oh, cheers.
I don't do that. I never even say thanks anyway.
That's true. You're right.
Fuck off. I also had a celeb sighting.
In London, England?
Yeah, in London, England. We went out to dinner one night, and it was unfortunate because if you were there, like no one else, I was trying to get people to pick up on it. No one knew.
Paul Bettany.
No, but it's somebody that you and I have kind of encountered before.
Kind of
famous British,
British
personality.
Okay,
and
you and I have encountered this famous.
Yeah, I don't know if we actually met this person, but this person had an effect on one of our shows, which I'll tell you about.
Okay,
but we. We went out to dinner. We went to a Thai restaurant. All the in-laws and whatever.
What?
I
Hold
know.
On a second.
Right?
Hold on a second.
Right?
If there's one thing I know for sure, it's Kevin Heffernan does not do Thai.
I know, but my wife loves Thai. Her brother and family, they all love Thai. And it was one of those deals where they were tired of pub food and whatever.
Tired.
And so they wanted to. to go to a nice Thai meal, which was great. We went to this nice restaurant in the Pimlico, Victoria area. And this woman walks in the front door. We're 11 of us. We're sitting at this giant table in this little restaurant. And this woman walks in the front door. And I'm looking.
Is it Kate Blanchett?
No. And I'm like, I'm looking. Oh. And
is it Dame Judi Dench?
No. And the Thai woman, the waitress, went up to the person and was like, "Oh, Mr. Eddie, how are you? Come in, please. Eddie, your table's Izzard? Over here." Eddie Izzard.
Addressed as a woman?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was Eddie Izzard, dressed as a woman.
Yeah.
And because I think he's fluid, right? I think he goes, sometimes he's a man, sometimes he's a woman. But this was full on woman breasts.
Yeah.
And whatever. And it was Eddie Izzard. And I was like, holy shit, it's fucking Eddie Izzard in this little restaurant we're in. And he sits down at the table next to us, but alone, by himself.
Yeah.
For a Thai meal.
Sure.
And I'm going, holy shit, it's Eddie Izzard. And I text my wife, and I'm like, hey, it's Eddie Izzard. And she's like, I don't know who that is.
What?
And then I text my my brother-in-law, who I figured maybe, I was like, hey, this is Eddie Izzard to my 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're going to have to tell me who that is.
What the fuck?
And I'm like, what?
I do not know who Eddie Izzard is.
And so nobody knew who it was. And so then my daughter picks up my phone, and she's like, who's Eddie Izzard? Because she read my fucking text, and I was like, shut up, he's sitting right there.
And you know he heard it.
I don't know if he did or not. It sounded like she could have said lizard or something, I guess. I don't know. But
yeah, that, you know, if your name's Eddie Izzard and you hear the word lizard,
he might have, but whatever. We were on our way out the door. And so, but it reminded me of the time,
mm-hmm.
right? We were in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing a show in Montreal at the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival, you and I. And we thought it was funny that a lot of people there's a lot of French speakers there. And so when you do your comedy, some of the jokes don't land, and the audience reactions sometimes are different because you realize it's because a lot of the people speak French. So we thought we would do a funny bit, you and I, in this kind of like, since you speak French and I don't, and mm-hmm. then it would be like, I would say something and you'd translate it in French, but it wouldn't be quite right, and I'd question your translation. We did this whole opening bit we were going to do.
Yeah.
And our show was at midnight, and right before our show, like at 9 o'clock, we went to the Craig Ferguson show,
mm-hmm.
and we're sitting in the audience, and he opens a show and he brings Eddie Izzard out and they do a bit, and it turns out they do the exact same bit we had just written.
Yeah.
The French.
But much better.
But much better.
Because I speak pidgin French.
Right.
And Eddie Izzard is fluent in French.
Right. And so they did this bit and we looked at each other like, fuck.
And we also found out from, you know, speaking with Craig Ferguson, we went on his Sirius show.
Yeah.
That they mostly improvised that bit.
Right.
Like they put it together at the last second.
Right.
But yeah, we felt that we were like, oh, God.
Yeah.
And then we went and did it anyway.
We still did it, though.
We did it.
I don't think there was much crossover between shows.
I think there was not one person at our show that was at that show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so you saw Eddie Izzard.
Eddie Izzard was sitting in the restaurant there. But okay. It was depressing because I couldn't share that with anybody.
And did people go up and talk to Eddie Izzard?
No. It was a very small restaurant. And, I mean, literally, we had a table of 11 people, and it took up, I would say, about 75% of the restaurant.
It would have been great if you had been the obnoxious American, like, excuse me, Mr. Izzard, I just wanted to...
Mr. Izzard?
I'm Kevin Heffernan, I'm from America.
I debated going up to him and telling him that story, though. Do you think that would have been worthwhile to tell him the joke? You'd have been, oh, great.
I think you could have, because you could have said, like...
Yeah.
You know, I'm friends with Craig Ferguson.
Right.
And that would have been a nice in.
Sure.
And then you could have told that story. I think he would have gotten a kick out of it.
Sure, sure. But, but we just kind of got up and went out. But anyway.
Okay.
That was my Eddie Izzard moment.
Did you get anything fun for Christmas?
Not really. I mean, we just went out all out on the trip. You know what I mean? So I didn't really, we didn't do presents so much,
I cashed in.
You did? What'd you get?
I got a PlayStation 4.
What?
Yeah, my wife, like...
She got it for you?
My wife got it for me.
Doesn't she know that it's dangerous for you to have?
Oh, my God, you don't even know.
Oh, have you kind of dove into it?
I've already been down the wormhole.
I was going to get it from my son, and then we didn't, and now you're in there. You're in that world.
I went in the wormhole a couple of times.
Oh, really?
I've already had
wormhole where it's 5 a.m., and you're like, I got to go to bed.
That's exactly... That's
really?
Exactly, that's exactly right.
Oh, Jesus. What game?
FIFA Soccer 2018.
Okay.
You can create your own character and actually...
What's your character name?
Steve Lemmy.
Lamondo?
Steve Lemmy.
Why don't you make it like one of those one namey things?
I've done that. Like
Lamondo.
I've done like Lemino before.
Lemino.
Yeah. But in this case, I was like, fuck it. I'm just going straight forward.
Sure.
I want to get to it.
Right.
And then what happens is, like, you know, I had myself drafted to Barcelona to play alongside Messi.
Yeah.
Lionel Messi. But they put me in his position.
Ow.
Because I'm a striker also.
Sure.
And then what happened is that they would have me start. And you're like the lowest level.
Right.
I would start one half. And like, I couldn't keep up with any of the other team. I was like, I couldn't shoot straight.
Sure.
Because you're like, you have the worst attributes.
But what about by 5 a.m. then? Could you?
Well, hold on. Hold on. So then, like, and then what happened is they would bench me after the first half.
Yeah.
And then after like four games of me just stinking it up, the coach wouldn't even put me in anymore. So I'd be like, wait a second. I bought this fucking soccer game and I can't even play because the coach won't.
You're not even on the field?
I'm not even on the field.
What are you doing, sitting on the bench?
Then I'd just be like, well, just sim the fucking game. Just simulate it. And like, because there's a whole practice element between games. You have to practice a couple of drills to get your skills up.
Okay.
And I'm like, but I'm just going to sit here and do like little shooting drills.
So what, you're just watching other avatars play?
No, because you can sim the game if you're not playing.
Oh. What is, I don't know what that means.
Have the computer just simulate it.
Okay,
and you don't even watch it, then you see the result.
That's what I would do.
Okay, sure. but I'm like, well, what the fuck fun is that? But then I was like, let me go talk to the coach because you have that option. Talk to me with any complaints.
What, really? So, go talk to the coach,
and so you could request a transfer. So I said, I'm gonna request a transfer.
Okay,
I'm requesting a trade.
Okay,
off of Barcelona.
Okay,
so then it traded me to the only team that would take me was like a second tier British league team.
Okay, why? Because your skills were so low.
The skills were so low, so I'm not even playing like the professional league. I'm playing the minor league.
Right.
But there I was starting.
Okay.
And now I started to, like, you know, I scored a goal and I was like, holy shit, I scored my first goal. My attribute like went up by one.
Okay.
And then like, but I was playing steadily.
And how much time is this spanning, this experience?
Just a few days.
Oh, so it was days.
Well, so what happened, like the first day, then I was like, I was like, you're not even playing before, I'm going to bed. And then the next day it dawned on me I could ask for a transfer.
Okay.
And then I got transferred and then I was playing and then I was like, you know, I started at like 9 p.m.
Yeah.
After my kids went to bed.
Okay.
And then it was like 5 in the morning.
Oh, my God, Lemmy.
this was December 30th.
Okay.
December 29th.
Okay.
And so then I was like, holy shit.
And it's like thoughts of memories of back when you were
back
fucking
in the day.
High school. Staying
no,
up
no
all
back
night
like
long.
When I was getting ready for Club Dread. I was in my sleep. I was chipping my teeth and I had to go to the dentist because I was so
pink
tense
Tetris
from playing fucking video games.
Okay.
And so then the next day I was like, I can't do that again. Okay.
Yeah.
Like I'm dead.
That's crazy.
The next day.
And did your wife have any regrets at that point that she gave you that thing? Or?
No, she thought like,
what the fuck's wrong with you?
I came in at 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. She's like, Have you been playing video games the whole time? I was like, yeah. She's like, you a fucking loser. I was like, I know.
See, that's the difference between when back in the day when you could play without anyone looking over your shoulder.
Yeah.
But now you have to crawl into the bed with that person.
Yeah.
And it's
shamefully.
Like, yeah. And it's like, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
So then, but then I did it. I was so excited because I was starting to score.
Out.
And so then like I played again the next day and I was like, I'm going to play for like a couple hours. But
yeah.
I went down the wormhole again. And then woke up on the 31st, and like I was just discombobulated, and we're gonna have people coming over, and like, I said, shit, I can't do that anymore. So I stopped doing it. But
yeah,
she called me a loser for the second night in a row.
Oh God, you're a loser. I'm not having sex with you.
And then like I was like, holy shit, that's like, so you know, I had my little bout with video game addiction.
Okay, it's not over yet.
Oh, it's not over because now I'm like, I played a game the other day. I scored a hatch. I got my first hat trick.
Okay.
Like, and I'm like, literally, I'm up like 10 points. Like, I'm not at like a 65 anymore. I'm like a 75.
Oh, yeah.
I'm starting to get good.
I don't know what that means.
I'm leading the league in scoring, in like the second tier league in scoring.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so I got a PlayStation 4. I got a bathrobe.
Okay.
And
like a fluffy one? Or
this shit is softer than a baby's fucking behind.
Really? Like a fluffy bathrobe?
It's like just, it's like velvet.
And when do you wear it? When would you wear that bathrobe?
Every fucking day now.
What do you mean? Like, you get up and put it on?
I wake up and put my bathrobe on.
And so now you're a guy who like works in his bathrobe, that kind of thing?
Oh, I got that bathrobe on. I get home. Like when I get home tonight, I'm going to slip that bathrobe on.
Okay.
And my kids love it.
Okay.
Like my older boy.
Yeah.
The second day I had it, he's like, Daddy, can I use it as a blanket tonight?
Uh-huh.
I was like, yeah, you got it. And it looks good.
Yeah.
It looks fucking.
Oh, does it? What color is it?
It's like black and gray hound's tooth.
Oh, wow.
And fucking soft. Like my kid, my kid actually said like, Dad, I think it's almost too soft. I said,
what?
You think so? He's like, I think it's almost too toasty. I was like, you think so? Like he was exercising a little sarcasm.
Okay.
And he's like, I think it's a little too warm.
Okay.
And I said, okay, I think you're right. It is too soft, isn't it?
Wow.
He's like, it's too soft. Anyway, so
okay, so bathrobe. What else?
And then I got a one of those boombox Bluetooth.
Sure.
Like a
speaker.
Loud one though.
Speaker.
A loud motherfucker.
Use it at the pool.
Yeah, I use this thing everywhere now.
Okay.
Thing's a loud motherfucker.
Put it in your car. What was your New Year's like? What was your New Year's Eve like? Pitbull? Did you pitbull it?
No, you know, Pitbull's not on anymore.
I thought he moved to another channel or something. Or he moved to someone else's show or
that
something.
It was like last year, like they did a like more of a Miami thing that he hosted. Yeah. It wasn't Pitbull's New Year's Eve, but it was like a Miami New Year's Eve. And
right.
And this year, it was just gone.
I popped Pitbull into my search. I couldn't find him.
There was no Pitbull this year. And so really? We watched... First,
what do you think Mr. Miami was doing?
Mr. Worldwide.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, right.
Well, probably was, you know, he's laying it down is what he was doing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
No,
sure.
He wasn't burdened with entertaining.
Sure. You.
People like me. But so Carrie Clifford and her husband Paul came
okay.
over.
So you guys didn't go out to a raging party is what you're saying.
No, we got kids. There's no coverage.
Yeah.
So instead, like, they came over to our house with their child. And the plan was to sleep over.
Okay.
And then I was hoping we were going to turn them on to some Pitbull New Year's Eve, but there was no such program to be found.
Okay.
So we, you know, we put on Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen.
Okay. Oh, your buddies.
My buddies. It was kind of weak. And so then we flipped over to Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve. That shit was rocking.
Was it?
But the amazing thing was, like, there were so many New Year's Eve shows, and they were all in Times Square.
Right.
I have to imagine if you were walking around Times Square, there were like...
It was just New Year's Eve shows.
Mega stars performing.
It was fucking cold.
It was cold.
Yeah.
It reminded me of... I think that was the problem with the CNN one. It seemed like Andy Cohen was bothered by how cold it was.
Sure,
like, Anderson's
sure.
used to it. But it reminded me of our... When you and I hosted the Magic Hat
right,
Mardi Gras parade in Burlington.
Right.
And it was like negative 4 degrees.
Cold. Like your hands are cold in the gloves.
They were like freezing cold. Like he seemed to be, Andy Cohen seemed to be affected by that.
Okay. Did you dance in your living room?
I didn't dance one time.
What?
No Pitbull.
Okay.
My wife danced, though. I posted a video on Twitter.
I saw that. She was vacuuming or something.
She was vacuuming up.
Sure.
Because we had like confetti
in
explosions.
In like a thong or something like that.
In like a sweet outfit.
Right.
But she got dressed up. I was dressed up in my robe. And I had a bow tie.
Yeah, okay. A bow tie.
Yeah, I tied my own bow tie.
So wait, you were wearing your fuzzy robe and a bow tie?
And a tuxedo shirt.
Okay.
We played the New York City feed.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. Did you go New York? That's a thing. It's like, that's a weird thing about being in California. It's like, the real New Year's Eve seems to be on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And ours seems to be a secondary New Year's Eve.
Yeah, but we played it twice. And it's like, we did it for the kids. They were excited. It was New Year's Eve. We blew up some confetti things.
Sure.
Then put them to bed.
Right. Then the real fun started.
And then at midnight, the
then
adults...
Then the fucking key party started, bro.
The adults got cray.
Right. But you didn't get cray because you were...
We didn't get cray because...
People were sick.
Somebody was feeling ill.
Okay. Big partiers, you guys, huh?
Yeah, we rocked it.
Well, your party was more than mine, although I didn't do anything, so... Because we flew back on that day.
Right.
Got back at night, and so, everyone was all out of fucking whack.
Now, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I do. It's a fun. You're gonna like this one. Although I don't know if I can reveal. I guess I can reveal it. Well, first of all, we gotta lose some weight, right? Yeah. I mean, it's the New Year's resolution every year, but we have some shit coming up on camera,
yeah,
including the special,
yeah.
And so I'm going crash course losing weight.
Okay,
gotta.
Okay,
gotta get healthy again.
Let's do it.
You know what I mean? But I think you're doing that too.
I've been doing it now for about...
You've been hitting the gym.
I've been hitting the gym for about 3 weeks.
Right.
And I've been doing 2 days for about 2 weeks.
Right.
And pushing it real hard.
Right.
I even started taking... I took two aerobics classes.
You did?
Of course, now they're not called aerobics classes.
What are they called?
Well, they just have different names.
Step classes?
Well, I mean, I don't even know if they do step classes anymore. I know like spinning still exists, but like I do... Like over at Equinox. I'm a member at Equinox.
Sure. Good for you, man.
And they do, like, I took a class called Fire Starter.
Okay.
The other day.
And you learn to start fires?
Yeah. And then make yourself sweat that way.
Really?
And then I did another class called Metcon 3.
Metcon 3. And so these are just aerobics classes, though, right?
They're aerobics
classes. I mean, in our day, it would have been Jamie Lee Curtis at the front of the class teaching it, right?
Well, yeah, for sure. In a shimmery neon pink
right.
leotard. But this is like, these things are different.
Okay.
There's like, because they incorporate weights and steps and like circuits.
Okay.
And time. They're designed, they're like high, and some of them are aimed towards like just cardio. Some of them are aimed towards strength.
Mm-hmm.
You got them, you know, like chiseled is one with it's okay. Chiseled.
It's called chiseled.
D. Yeah, chiseled apostrophe D.
I should do that one.
Chiseled.
Chiseled.
Yeah, chiseled D.
I should do that one, bro.
And but that shit makes you sweat.
Sure, does it chisel you?
I believe it would chisel.
And so you're doing a lot of these for the new year to get in shape, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
I've been doing that too.
My resolution, though,
okay,
is to stay is to exercise all year long.
Oh.
And not, because what happens is like, or to
sure.
to keep it up at this level all year long.
Well, that's hard though.
It is hard, but like I you know, the truth is, we've talked about this. If you work out for a month and you do it religiously.
Right. But at the same time, eating right.
And eating right. Eating yeah. right is the key.
That's right.
And that's the real problem.
Yeah.
If you do that, your body will see a change very quickly.
Sure.
But you have to be good about it.
Sure. But you get, after about like 6 months, you're tired of it, man.
You're tired of it, but then
4 months, you're tired of
it. Well, and then what happens is like you have something like things can derail you. Like, for instance, the thing that will derail us
is
the
promotion.
Yeah. Is the promotional tour.
Yeah. That's fine.
And so like that 3 week tour is going to fucking kill me.
It is. Yeah. It will. You'll die.
But one of my resolutions is to exercise while on the road.
Okay.
Fat chance.
Yeah, I don't know that's going to happen, but.
And then to just jump right back into it when we get back.
Sure. No, I would like to try to keep that up. I mean, right now I'm going to go 2 months at a time. So January, February, I'm going to just see how hard I can go and see what happens.
Okay.
And then we'll see.
Okay. More resolutions?
One of my big resolutions, it's kind of funny, is we were in London and you know, the weather is rough there, and my already dried out skin got worse. You know, it was just bad. Like, you know, like I would itch my legs, you know what I mean, because they'd be so dry.
Yeah.
And so my wife's like, just when you moisturize, like, I don't want to moisturize.
Still with leg. That,
right? So then yesterday I took the tree down. I took the Christmas tree. We came back. The Christmas tree was still up.
Yeah.
Dried out as shit.
Yeah.
Just fucking dried out as shit.
Yeah.
And we came back because I'm going to take it down. And so I had shorts on and I, you know, everyone was at work or whatever it was. I took the tree out myself. And as I brought it outside, I moved it across my legs and just scraped the shit out of my legs. Mm. Right? Just scraped the shit out of my legs. Which is not a big deal, whatever, because I chop it up, I put it in the compost thing or whatever, and then so my wife came home as I was doing that and she saw the scrape and the blood, my shins were bloody.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "Would you stop scratching your legs?" And I was like, "No, it was the tree. It was the Christmas tree. I didn't do this to myself."
Yeah.
Cuz that would be fucking crazy if I scratched myself to this extent.
That'd be insane.
And so anyway, one of my resolutions has been is going to be to moisturize.
Well, well, well.
But here's the funny thing.
Yeah, but you can't moisturize.
Well, right. So like we have a joke in our show about how gross my elbows are.
Yeah.
And this morning I moisturized my elbows.
Oh, you did.
And I was like, whoa, 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 wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. And I was like, fuck, I can't do it. I can't do that. So I realized that I can moisturize everything else except my elbows.
Yeah.
So that we can still do our joke.
Now look at this though. Look at my right knee.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you see how dry that is? Now this is dry from. I have little kids, so I'm constantly on my knees crawling around a carpeted floor, and my knees get chewed up.
Sure. Right.
But I spotted this in the gym the other day. I was like, oh, "Holy shit! I've got a fucking half of a knee.
I better moisturize that thing."
Yeah, I'm glad you're your wife must be excited that you're.
I don't know if she knows yet because it's only been like 2 days.
Okay.
And I haven't seen much of her. She's been at work and whatever. Okay. We spent a lot of time together.
Sure.
Now
you're taking vacation.
And now we're on vacation from each other. She went running the other day or yesterday, and she was like, "Is it nice just sometimes to be by yourself?" And I'm like, "Yeah, actually it is."
I have another New Year's resolution.
Okay, go.
You're gonna like this one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna learn how to play that guitar. I'm gonna fucking.
You're so
learn.
Full of shit. Well, like, what did you get a new Christmas present that's gonna help you do
no,
that?
No, but or? I busted it out like on New Year's Eve. You know, Paul Bazy, we were talking about it, like he's like, yeah, I've been learning to play guitar a little bit. He knows some songs. I was like, check this out. When I got my guitar out,
okay,
beautiful electric guitar.
Sure, okay.
And I played him one song that I've written.
Yeah,
which is really basic.
Right, I'm sure.
You know, I'm not
row, row, row
like
your boat
going to California or anything. Right. And But I'm like, fuck it, I got to do this thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is like, because whenever I pull that guitar out now,
yeah,
I see your fucking face laughing at me.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm like, one day,
I'm glad that I could be the inspiration.
One day, I'm going to walk in here with that guitar and I'm going to play like some Jimmy Page ass
sure.
double
going
neck.
Going to California.
You know, dooging, dooging. I'm going to fucking play it for you.
Sure. I would love that to be the case.
And then when I sing, I'm going to have the voice of an angel, too.
Sure. Hey, I'm into that, bro. Teach the old dog new
so
tricks.
That's I just got two New Year's
okay.
resolutions.
I have weight and moisturize. That's what I've got.
And by the way, you know, like on Twitter, you've got the, like there are all these haters on New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
Like my resolution is to not make a resolution because resolutions are for asshole because we never stick to our resolutions.
Right.
You know what I say to those people?
What?
Just chill.
Yeah. Fuck it, bro.
Just enjoy your life.
Enjoy.
You live your life. I'll live my life.
Sure. Chill.
I think I'm tack on a third. I'm going to tack on
go
a third.
Ahead, go,
resolution.
Do another one.
I'm gonna try to lay off my cell phone a little bit more.
Okay.
You know,
I
like,
get that.
I find that like I wake up in the morning and my hand goes right to my night table, right down on my cell phone.
Yeah.
And I bring it with me everywhere I go.
Yep.
But I waste a lot of time looking at that cell phone and looking at Twitter. I don't need to do that shit.
No, probably not. No, you know, and it's funny because the last time I was in London, no one had cell phones. They didn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And so this time we're there, and it's amazing to be in another country, and it's still the same. Everyone's on a cell phone.
Yeah.
You're waiting in lines for things like museums or whatever. Everyone's on the cell phone.
Yeah. Well, it's like it's kind of like... You know, talking about my video game addiction, and people have their own vices. You know, you have some people addicted to booze, some are addicted to cocaine.
Yeah.
Some people are addicted to gambling, some people are adulterers, but everybody is an addict of the cell phone.
I think so.
You know, I mean, and there's a dopamine rush. There's a full-fledged addiction that you get when you look, you know.
Yeah.
You have your withdrawal, you need your hit, you need your dopamine rush. It's like in, you know, Pink Floyd, The Wall, when all those kids are just going off the conveyor belt into the meat grinder.
Yeah.
That's what we are.
I think so. But the nice thing for my kids and this, my daughters who are both have cell phones, because we were international, whatever, I shut their cell phone off.
Sure.
And so they didn't have their cell phones the whole week.
That's good.
I think that they had a good time.
That's a good thing.
They didn't have it at all.
It's like it's a dose of reality.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Funny too.
Go.
I was at the gym today.
Yeah.
And I was on the treadmill. And, you know, you got the row of TVs. And one of the TVs was on Spike.
Yeah.
And it was playing Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I got to tell you, like, on you know, a lot of these TVs, you got, like, some Fox News. You got some CNN. Maybe, like, a couple are playing, like, a sports channel.
Sure.
Like you got, like,
yeah.
like a stock thing going.
Yeah.
And like, just. And but then I looked up, and the unmistakable. Mm. Face of Patrick Swayze as Dalton.
Oh yeah,
the mullet.
Oh god,
and it's the scene where he's just arrived at the Double Deuce and he's got right. everybody sitting there, and it's the scene like, what if some guy calls my mom a whore? Is she? You know that scene,
right? Yes.
Just be nice.
I know it well, yeah.
Just be nice. Welcome yeah. to the door. Just be nice. That yeah. whole thing, and it's closed caption. There's no volume on the thing. It's closed
sure,
caption.
Sure. You're reading along.
And it's like, I'm like 1 minute into my 30 minutes that I'm going to do on the treadmill.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, this is fucking fantastic.
You're like, I'm going to watch Roadhouse.
Yeah. And it's like, and it's the scene. Then it's like, it cuts to that night when like the dude pulls the knife and
sure.
Dalton puts his head through a fucking table.
Oh, so good.
And people are like, who's that? And, yeah. and Jeff Healey, you know, the musician's like, the name is Dalton.
That's right.
There's like that whole thing. And
right.
then like, and then right at the very end of it.
Yeah.
He calls Sam Elliott.
Right.
And
okay, so the end of your workout, Sam Elliott.
Right,
he calls him on the phone.
Worked 29 minutes of what I had come in.
Right.
He calls, and it's a younger Sam Elliott.
Oh, yeah.
Probably,
but still grizzled.
Oh, grizzled and fucking
yeah.
hot.
Yeah, yeah.
As
yeah.
shit. You're like, God damn
yeah.
it. That, I remember, this mustache. Is why.
Oh, yeah.
This is why I fell in love with this
oh,
guy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And he's got longer hair and it's in a ponytail.
Yeah.
And it was funny because the closed captioned, he says like, how you doing, mijo?
Yeah.
The closed captioning said called a meat hole.
Meat hole?
Yeah. How you doing, meat hole? And I was chuckling to myself. I was like,
how you doing, meat hole?
It does change the complexion of that character. Like, anybody who hadn't seen that movie before would look up and see Sammy Elliott say, how you doing, meat hole? and be like, ew, I'm not watching this movie. This is a disgusting movie. Like, what is it?
But do you think that that's like a racist thing also because they can't translate the Spanish or they didn't know that he was speaking Spanish or what is it?
No, it's not. It's not SAP.
No, I know that, but I'm saying like...
Oh, the Mijo, I see, the Mijo portion of it.
I'm saying he really says Mijo.
Yeah.
Why can't the closed caption write M-I-J-O?
I'm going to say no, and the reason why is because just literally in the same dialogue.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, somebody watching this saying, hey, meathole, and behind Sam Elliott, there's like a fight breaking out.
Hey, meathole.
There's a chick dancing on a table. There's like topless chick. He's working a strip joint.
Right.
You know, Patrick Swayze, Dalton's like, you know, same shit, different day. Basically, like, you know, it seems like wherever we go, we're running into the same thing. You know, these people are dumb. And Sam Elliott says, yeah, we got signs above the urinals here that say, you know, don't eat the big mint.
Right.
Don't eat the big white mint.
Right.
And the closed captioning said, don't eat the big white men.
Okay.
And so I was watching that and I was like, I can't tell, like, if you've never seen this movie, what you'd be looking at this thing being like, what the fuck is this movie?
Sure.
Who's this guy?
Sure.
He called his buddy a
meathole.
That says, don't eat the big white men.
Meathole's a great nickname, though.
Dude, I love
it. Meathole?
I was like, holy shit, meathole.
Meathole is where you put your meat.
That's the meathole. It's the mouth. It's the meathole. Could be other things.
Could be other things, too, yeah. Other holes.
Could be, listen, any hole could be a meathole.
Sure, your ear. Maybe it's in your ear.
Your nose could be a meathole.
Yeah, sure, with some meat in there.
Anyway, so, but the point is,
yeah,
they were both talking on payphones.
Right.
Patrick Swayze was doing laundry, and at the laundromat, he got on the phone, threw in a bunch of quarters, and called up, you know, I think his name is Wade Garrett.
Yeah, Wade Garrett, yeah.
And got his landline.
Right.
And at the bar that he was at, and Sam Elliott took it. But it was the thing out of all this that, like, made me feel the warmest. I was like, look at that. That's a time capsule.
Yeah.
One guy calling the other from a payphone to a landline.
Sure, sure. It's crazy. I mean, that's why... In London, they have all those red box, you know,
still there.
They're still there, but nobody uses them for phones.
Yeah.
They're just novelties to take pictures with now. Like, you'll walk by one of those things, and there's a line of tourists standing, waiting to take a picture inside of those things.
Do the phones work?
I don't know. They probably do. I don't know. But nobody uses them.
It's amazing.
It's weird.
It's like, you know, when our grandparents... had those telephones, like you pick up the bass and put the little cylinder up to your ear,
right?
Little cone,
right?
I mean, that's the way our kids are going to look at these movies too. Like, holy shit, look at that old fucking phone.
Yeah, it's in a wall with a cord.
Yeah.
All right, before we go, one quick wrap up thing. Mm-hmm. Let me fantasy football.
Yeah,
season's over, bro. Season's over, bro.
Thank God.
Yeah, it was one of my worst seasons. Well. I finished dead last in our league.
Mm-hmm.
I was 10 out of 10 in our league.
Yeah.
And then I actually came in third in my other league. What does that get you? Nothing.
Nothing.
Third out of 16.
That and a nickel gets you a nickel.
Third out of 16, though.
Yeah. Not bad.
But you didn't fare very well either, did you?
No.
Any of the leagues or that you have? Or?
No, I didn't make the playoffs in either league.
Yeah.
An injury plague season.
Yeah,
in our league, I had the first pick.
Right.
David Johnson. Went down the first
and I had David Johnson in my other league.
There you go. You and I, you and I are in the same boat. And then I had Deshaun Watson early. Whatever. I'm not going to bore people with the details.
Sure. But
the one bright spot, the dark spot in our league is that my arch rival won.
Yeah, Alter. He won.
Oh, man. And now I'm going to come back with a vengeance next
week. And the sad thing is neither of us can chirp.
Yeah.
About the season because embarrassing.
Yeah.
Embarrassing season. All right. We're done.
All right.
Let me, we're done here.
All right.
Let's wrap it up.
Did we tell any jokes today? Were there any jokes?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to tell more jokes on our podcast.
That's my
new resolution.
Okay, I love that.
I'm going to double jokes.
Do it, bro. All right, what are you going to chew on the way out?
I'm going to chew your hog roll.
Really?
Yeah, it sounds...
You chew my hog roll?
Yeah, I think it sounds delicious. I want to bite it. I was jealous when I saw it. I was like, holy shit, look at that thing.
It's a fucking hog roll.
It's rare that you see a meal that like you haven't had that you're like, I would like to take a bite of that, but I don't know where I could get that here.
Sure. Sure.
Like I saw that photo, I said, I want to take a bite of that man's sandwich.
Yeah. It's a good. That's why I got it, because I saw a man with that sandwich, and I said, I want to take a bite of that sandwich.
You know what? I had a dream last night.
Yeah.
That we were in Australia on tour.
Yeah.
And I was
knock
excited,
on wood.
And I was excited to be back there because of the meat pies.
Okay.
And I literally had that dream last night.
Okay.
Obviously, because like, I'm just thinking about it. It's the new year. We're going to go on tour and everything. But like.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all. I still would. I'm going to eat your hog roll.
All right.
What are you going to eat?
Eat my hog roll?
Yeah, yours. The one from the picture.
That's kind of weird.
Why?
I don't know.
The one from the picture is unsullied.
I'm going to eat I'm going to eat some non-fat yogurt.
Okay. I see. Designed to make me feel
because that's
bad.
What I had for breakfast. And that's what the year's about now. All right. So we'll chew that. That's what we'll chew on the way out then.
Okay.
But go easy, though, because you're on a diet.
I'm just having a couple bites.
Okay. All right, Chew Crew. Glendale. Alex Theater.
January 13th.
January 13th, Saturday. HeffordandLemmy.com. Go get some tickets and come see us and come hang out with us.
Bring
and have
friends.
Some beers.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be very festive. My wife will be there. Your wife will be there.
Yeah, there.
All of our friends are going to be there.
We're going to have some friends there. I mean, you know, you invited the Broken Lizard guys yesterday.
Yeah, like, the Broken Lizard guys.
You never know. Like, you look to your left, you look to your right, you might see
somebody from one of our movies.
Somebody you know.
Yeah, somebody from.
I saw that guest list.
Yeah, pretty fun. A lot of people have been in our movies.
Yeah, there are going to be some people who are in Super Troopers too.
Yeah, I hope.
We hope.
Let's hope everybody shows up.
I really do hope everybody shows up.
Crew will be there, right? The Chew Crew will be there.
I'm writing Rob Lowe's name on our guest
list. Are you going to put it down there?
Yeah.
Okay. I tell a Rob Lowe joke, though. I should probably.
Oh, yeah. Well, then in the special, we can pan out to him.
Sure.
Smiling and being like, smiling, I am good looking.
Yeah.
I am good looking.
He's a good looking man.
Maybe we can have him walk on stage.
Oh, yeah. That'd be perfect. Okay.
Fuck. We just wrote a new bit. All right.
You should get Rob Lowe to go.
Yeah. People, it's false advertising. I don't think Rob Lowe.
Yeah. I don't think Rob Lowe's going to be there. All right. Chew Crew.
Mm.
It's been good. It's been nice. It's been good. Happy New Year. It's good to be back with you. Hey, let's do some guests. My brother said to me, let's get some guests down.
Yeah, it's time to get some guests.
Yeah, we've been bullshitting with each other for a long time. We'll get into the studio and get some guests.
Yeah, we've been trying to figure some things out.
But we'll do it.
We're going to get some guests.
All right. Thanks, Chew Crew.
Okay.
We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. First, let me unhinge my jaw.
And then put your hog roll in there.
Slide this whole hog roll in here.
Oh, it's salty. Oh, it's so salty.
It's saltier than you described.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.